Hi. No, don't go. I need to talk to you. It's important. It's not urgent, but it's just I don't know, maybe 10 minutes, maybe 12. Not that long. Thanks. So I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to say it. She said, not saying it. You're avoiding me. You are avoiding me. No, you are. No, you are. No. You really are. Oh, I know you're busy. You're really busy. So busy. But you're not that busy. And we do live together. And I never see you, but I hear you. No. Don't go. Don't go. Don't go. I know. I mean, shit. I know since the breakup you've been. No. Please, just hear me out. This will be awkward, but I need to tell you something because you need to hear it. No, I'm sorry I said that. I hear you. It's just I do. Look, just give me 10 minutes, please, please. Your breakup was rough. It was savage, and I know it really cut you up. And well, I know that. Well, I don't know. I am guessing because I know you, because we're flatmates and friends, I hope. I know it knocked your confidence, and I mean, she did say some awful things, just really bitchy things. All lies, but it's hard to see that they're lies when you've just been through an awful breakup. So I'm here to tell you that they are lies and that you are sexy. No, listen, please. I swear. I'm not good at this. You know I'm not good at this. I'm not good at this, but you are so fucking sexy. It's a problem. It's actually a problem. But you had a girlfriend, so it wasn't a problem. I made it not a problem because I am not that girl. I'm not that girl. I don't. You had a girlfriend, so you were sexy, and that was it. It was just. Damn, and nothing more, just lots of ooh. Just that sound a lot, and other sounds that you've heard. Yeah, about that. After the breakup, you faded. You kind of dimmed your light. And you seemed not you. Well, you, but you know, really hurt, which is understandable because break up. But you didn't. You changed the way you walk. You seemed sad, and you stopped looking in the mirror and. No, I'm not saying that you're vain. It's just that you're good looking, and no, you are. No. See, this is what she did to you. She stole your confidence, and I got really pissed off about that because how dare she? How dare she? And I wish I could give her a slap, but I know that you don't want me to. But if you change your mind, I will absolutely give her a slap. Several slaps, in fact, a coordinated slap attack. We need to stop talking about her and talk about you. Well, I need to stop talking about her. It's just I have a lot of anger. A lot of anger. I noticed that you were sad and unconfident and unsure. And it just made my heart ache. Because you're gorgeous and sweet and your smile lights up a room, and I I have a bit of a crush on you. Just a massive giant crush. And I think of you when I... This is mortifying. I've never told anyone this. I think of you when I, you know, when it's late at night and I'm alone in my room and I'm, you know, thinking of you. Sometimes I bury my face in a pillow and I touch and I am quiet. Until I wasn't quiet that one night because I thought you weren't here and you were here and I was loud. And you were listening. You were listening. You were listening. And when I saw you the next morning, you seemed a bit more you. Of course, I didn't make a connection because I was too busy panicking because I was really loud and you must have heard me. But it was really nice to see that you were you because I've missed you. But then you ran into her and you were sad again. And, well, I didn't do anything because I was scared. I was scared, but I was also really horny. Really horny. And when I'm really horny, I'm really grumpy. So when I was grumpy, it was because I was frustrated and I had to take care of it. So I waited for you to be out, only you came back early. I don't know why you did that. I mean, I hope I know. This is going to be so awkward. I did the loud thing and I didn't know you were there, but you were. And the next morning I saw you being you because you were you. More you. You weren't so sad. And you looked in the mirror. I know, because I was checking out your ass when you did it. So I began to think, because I do think of you just a bit. A lot. Massive, massive crush. Did I mention it? I did. And I decided to carry out a scientific experiment. Because I am a giant nerd. I just can't help it. It's just... There wasn't an Excel sheet. There might have been an Excel sheet. For pivot table. Do not ask. Do not ask. So I was loud. So I thought of you. And then I thought of you there listening. listening. So sorry about what just that. Fuck. See, this is what you do. This is what you do. And then I get loud and then I start touching and then I want to scream. Sorry. And there was a correlation between you being you, pre-bitch, and you not being you post-bitch. And guess what I'm trying to say? When you listened to me touching myself because I was thinking of you, you would then maybe this, I'm guessing, I mean, this is a hopeful guess. I thought that you might have gone to your room and did what I was doing. Maybe thinking of me, thinking of you, or me and you, and then in the in the morning you were more you got a bit of your bounce back and fuck, it just got worse and suddenly I am masturbating all the time. I mean, I always did it a lot. But I was silent. I was silent, but now I wasn't silent. I was loud. I was obnoxious. I wasn't obnoxious. I feel like I was obnoxious because I always used to muffle it before. I was just my natural volume. I'm quite vocal. Yeah, this is embarrassing. But I need to say it because I need to tell you. You need to know that you are so sexy. You're so sexy. And everything she said was bullshit. Because you are... You're gorgeous. And you're physical. The way you hold yourself, your hands. God, your hands. I have a thing for your hands. And your arms and... Your legs, actually, just all of you. I want to strip you and naked. Is this too much? This might be too much, but I feel like sorry. Now, just thinking of you. Yeah. So you are what I think about when I'm. And then you listen and it's all for you. It's all for you. It's all for you. All the moans and the whimpers. Lots of whimpers and... fuck. it's all for you. And I want you to know that. I want you to know that I... knew you were listening and I was thinking of you. I was reacting to you. I was wet. So wet. Just so fucking wet because of you. And you are sexy. You are... I think of you when I touch myself because I can't help it. You drive me crazy, and it's not just because you're good. You just licked your lips, and shit. I'm gonna think of that tonight. Not that I'm. I mean, you don't have to listen, but if you wanted to, I mean, it's. I would be. I'm not. I mean, it would be really. Crass for me to hit on you. Sorry, I didn't mean it to. I just wanted you to know that you're so sexy. You're so sexy, and every little bit, every single thing. I appreciate it. I really do, and I'm not the only one, because. I have competition. I mean, I'm not jealous. I'm just really, really gone for you. So gone. And when I... Do you want details? Do you want details? Because I kind of want to climb into your lap and straddle you and kiss you and... See, I've gone quiet, and it's weird because ordinarily when I'm thinking about what I'm thinking about, I'm really loud, just really loud. So yeah, I said it was going to be quick. It's been over 10 minutes. I think, I don't know, all I can think about is you and kissing you and looking. Yes, so if you want to listen tonight, the door will be open, so maybe you could watch. I wasn't meant to say that out loud, but I did, because I was on all falls in my head. Oh, I have a class. I have a class, so I'm gonna go to my class and you can. It's an open invitation. It's an open invitation if you wanna just, you know, come in. I mean, if you don't want to, I mean, you don't have to listen. I can be quiet. I can be very quiet. I know how to. Mother, you like it when I'm vocal. Say your name. You want me to say your name? How about screaming it? That works? Oh, yeah, that works. I might miss this class. I suddenly feel I need to go to bed. Yeah. I really... Fuck. So I'm just going to go to bed, and the door will be ajar. That means open, not... I just thought that you might think it was ajar, because I'm just thinking of fuck. Yeah, I'm thinking of fuck. Shit. No. I fuck me. No, shit. Fuck. No, fuck. Please. No, fuck. I'm going to go to my room and get naked, and then just, you know, because I'm not well. I've got a temperature, and if you wanted to listen, you might hear me say your name. Scream your name, moan your name, groan your name, whimper your name. Come say your name. And if you wanted to watch, I will definitely scream your name. Okay, yeah, I need to lay down. Yes. So much yes. Your girlfriend, ex. Really ex. Sorry, I can't think, because all I can think is I really need to come, because see, this is what you do. This is you. So I'm just gonna go scream your name, and yeah, you can, you just, oh, yes, fuck, I am, I'm going, and then I'll be coming, and I am going to ruin those sheets. Do I want help? Oh, yes, please.